All right, give me an example of a structure, what you think happened years ago, and how it might have worked.
Well, I'll tell you one. For example, the oldest civilization in the Americas, the Olmec, who preceded the Maya. Archaeologists writing in the very prestigious journal Science have noted that Olmec villages that had a mound, you know, just an earthen mound heaped up into an artificial hill, always had a better physical standard of living than an otherwise identical village just a few miles down the same river, that they actually had more meat to eat, their skeletons were in better shape, they had fewer deficiency diseases, they had imported luxury goods, and they weren't exporting anything that anybody can see to pay for this. And the same was true north of there for the Hopewell people of the Ohio River Valley, for example, and in others as well. And what happens is when we have brought seed to some of these places, now I'm kind of giving you the middle of the story first here, but when we have brought agricultural seed to some of these places, and left them there for a period of anywhere from 20 minutes to a few hours, we've often, the performance of that seed when planted has often been so improved that we've seen double to triple the volume, double to triple the amount of yields on the otherwise identical, you know, examples of the same corn. And that was particularly true when we used the ancient seed stocks that we were able to gain from some ethnobotanists out of Harvard. In other words, the same type or variety of seed that the builders of these structures would have been growing themselves. They were okay. More primitive, and there's more room for improvement.
So you're saying that some of these ancients would build mounds, and for some reason, and we'll talk about that, their seed production increased its yields more so than those areas you looked at that didn't have mounds built.
Precisely.
Now, that's weird.
Yes, it is. We've seen it not only with the mounds, but we've done dozens of repetitions of that similar experiment with some of these stone chambers, which would be called dolmens in the old world, just an hour north of New York City and on up and through Connecticut and New England, getting those kind of results as well. It is weird unless you happen to know something special. I was just very lucky that I was already working for a company that was using similar energies in an artificial format in a laboratory under controlled conditions to produce similar improvements in seeds. And through a few years of trial and error work, we were doing so. So I was already in a frame of mind to see these kind of energies and to think in terms of seed improvement. And then when I saw their history showed that they were being erected during times often of famine and you know, need to increase food production, that's when things began to click.
Look, how did you equate some of the ancients in some of their artifacts with the increase in seed production? I mean, what even though you were doing this, obviously, as you just mentioned, with this current company, how did you even devise the idea that some of these ancient structures might be used for this purpose?
Well, we started doing experiments. You know, once I started seeing that there were similar, the energies were similar. Now, certainly the ones being used by the ancients, what they are is they are an amplification of the natural electromagnetic fluctuations that take place everywhere on the Earth every day just because of the changing geomagnetic field. But then they picked out places where certain special types of geology will further amplify that same energy by several hundred percent. And overwhelmingly, that's where the ancient architects chose to place the megalithic structures. And once I saw that it was the same energies, it began to occur to us to, you know, let's try bringing some seeds there and spread them out and see what happens. And we began to get these results to, and calculated them to high degrees of statistical significance. I mean, more than enough to be published in a scientific journal, for example. And we got this over and over again with, in particular, corn and beans and sometimes wheat, which were the staples of those civilizations. But there's also a certain amount of evidence that seed was deliberately brought to some of the henges in Europe, for example. And in this country, we have a letter from a Jesuit missionary in 1803 writing back to his superior saying that no farmer here would dream of planting his seed without first bringing it to the top of one of these mounds for certain blessings. And there were a few other examples like that where we did see that there were anthropological or historical indications that people were going out of their way to bring seed to the structures.
About weather manipulation, John, with these structures?
We haven't seen any way in which we could understand how they could manipulate the weather. Certainly, there were places like for the Mayans where there was deforestation was producing a drought it's a partial contributor to drought conditions very often, deforestation. And as more and more of the Mayan culture's land got deforested, the drought situation was getting worse, the yields were plummeting, the population was rising, and we actually have the opening quote of the first chapter of our book, a line from Jared Diamond, the guy who wrote Guns, Germs, and Steel.
Yes.
His second book, Collapse, How Societies Have Failed, makes this statement that throughout the Mayan world, they were going through all kinds of things to try to improve production. But in the cities of Copan and Tikal, now Tikal being the one that we measured, that here he says, quote, these show little archaeological evidence of terracing, irrigation, or raised or drained field systems, and instead their inhabitants must have used archaeologically invisible means to increase food production. Now, we brought traditional Mayan seed to the top of electrically charged pyramids at Tikal, which is the oldest and first city of the Maya, and got the most spectacular differences that we ever got during the nights at which these electric charges on the pyramids were at their highest.
What an incredible story. The structures, the ancient structures, do they create the additional energies, or do they just attract the energies that are already on the planet?
I think the best way to say it would be that they attract and concentrate the energies. These energies are already being naturally concentrated by special types of geology. Then these ancient architects designed structures in such a way and built them out of such materials as to further concentrate that and strengthen it. So I think that was, if you will, their chief role.